the picture that Laura posted for her dad, it legitimately looks like you're photoshopped into it.
I know, because they're all like,
they're all together and you're like awkwardly over here.
Welcome to Let's Just Go Podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Kayla. And today we are talking about summer travel destinations. So right now it's end of April. By the time this comes out, it'll be like beginning of May. And, you know, like we're really close to summertime. It feels like, I don't know, it was in the 70s a couple of days here in the Seattle area, which is very exciting. It feels like, it doesn't feel like summer. That's not true. It's still cold, but the sun is shining. You know, you're getting in the mood for summer. So we figured we'd talk about fun summer destinations.
Yeah. And we also, you know, we talked about this a few times, but we know people are booking things relatively last minute. That life has calmed down a little bit in terms of the spring being over. The people are thinking about, where are they going on? Where am I going on vacation this summer?
They're also getting their tax return money. That's summer vacation money, if I know anything about anything.
That is true. That is true. Every financial advisor just cringed, but that is true. I guess there is one thing we should just briefly mention. So when we talk about like our these trends and things, I mean, these are somewhat research-based, but they're also very much anecdotal, because Kayla and I are in the travel, we're in the travel industry. We've mentioned this before, but we're travel advisors. So yeah, we do help people get on the, go on these vacations and helping them just go to, you know, their favorite destination based off of our expertise and, you know, getting them where they need to go. So
yeah,
we talk, you know, we know people are booking last minute. That's because that is based off of our agency's stats. And, you know, obviously what we're seeing across, I mean, we even work with a couple tour operators who are putting into their international travel call center, even like, hey, are you booking within less than 30 days? Trying, you know, and we do. We have people say, hey, I want to go to Europe, 5 different countries, and I want to leave in May. And you're like,
yeah. Yeah, especially right now. So you say Europe, especially right now, people are in, and I know I've mentioned this before, but it's the Summer Olympics in Paris. So people are suddenly going, oh my gosh, wait, that actually sounds like a lot of fun. Maybe I should go do that. Which, if you're one of those people, sit down. You can go to Paris some other time. You're not going to find anything. Like, all the accommodations are booked. If they're not booked, they're going to cost you way more than they're worth. And also, and I've mentioned this before, Taylor Swift is touring Europe. So I do know that some of the last minute travel is people going, oh man, maybe I can get tickets to see Taylor Swift in London. I found a decent enough price. Now I just need to book everything else. And again, the price is going to be much more expensive of wherever you're wanting to go, because Taylor Swift is going to be there.
I did have a client who is going actually in May to Italy and then London. And the hotel price kept going up, and they booked a while back, but the hotel price kept going up and up and up. And then I realized it was because Taylor Swift, it was the same time Taylor Swift will be there. So
damn it, Taylor.
T Swift.
Yeah.
We talked about, we'll take a side note here. We talked about how Jason Kelsey lives in my town, right? And now just honestly like a half mile from me. And not to be a creeper, we passed the house and the girls were like, oh my God. And there's a few times that I'm like, girls, this is weird. And
But you're also driving them past the house. So yeah, like, who's enabling
them? And looking and being real weird. But yeah, so I am convinced that Aunt T-Swift will be stopping by anytime.
Her helicopter. Yeah, we're actually going to have her on the podcast later. It's fine. No big. Yeah, we're totally right going to make that happen.
She'll hop right on. She's not that busy. so anyway, back to you know, summer vacation. Talking about like really, as we were thinking about what we're talking about here, Kayla and I were just revisiting where folks are going, and honestly, cruises are on fire right now. And honestly, some of my favorite summer destinations are cruising, because you may think, hey, I don't want to go somewhere hot, like, but and just sit on a beach and fry when it feels like 110 degrees in the Caribbean. So a cruise is a nice alternative to that, because then you have that if you want it, but you also have the indoor activities and you're moving about, you know, and obviously even often when you're out at, you know, in the middle of the ocean, it doesn't feel nearly as hot as it does sitting on the beaches of South Florida, for example.
It's so true. Especially like, well, yeah, when you're at sea and you go out on the deck, you feel like you're in the Arctic, even though you're not, because the wind chill, you know, even if it's actually 90 degrees outside, the water is cooling everything down, you know? I mean, that's how it is here in Seattle. Even if it's 90 degrees outside, if you're near the water, you're still getting a breeze, and it's much cooler feeling than what the temperature may actually read as.
Yeah. Yeah. So cruises are on fire, and honestly, you'll see some common promotions, but you're not going to see promotions, you know, on some of the other cruise lines, like Disney, for example. I mean, really what's happening is cruise lines are sailing at really almost full capacity. So they don't really need to discount anything, because people are going and paying full price. Right. Yeah. So, and that's even true of, river cruises and luxury ocean liners, like the smaller cruise lines like Viking or Ama Waterways, for example. And, you know, so book your cruise. It's not too late.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, you were talking about promotions. There are, yeah. So like Norwegian always has the same promotion that is to get the free at sea. They try to like change it up a little bit, but it's just always the free at sea.
They may put like, what do they move out? Like sometimes the airfare is a little bit like this right. included, and sometimes yeah. it's not.
Yeah. Like, so that's one promotion that's always going on. Royal Caribbean always has some promotion. Like, I don't think I've ever seen Royal Caribbean not have a promotion. Sometimes it's like the kids are free, or sometimes it's that your second guest is discounted. Like, it just varies. Again, they at least change up their promotions. Norwegian, they don't. No. Yeah, no. They go, it's ending today, and then tomorrow it's the identical promotion.
Right. Or maybe even better.
Yeah. So there will be things, something to keep in mind with cruising, and I think we've talked about this a couple of times, is the pricing is dynamic. So yes, there may be availability for your last minute cruise that you want to go on in a week, but you're going to be paying significantly more than likely than someone who booked that cruise when it first came out. So the earlier that you book a cruise is the less you're going to pay. So maybe start planning for summer 2025 right now. You can book those cruises on most cruise lines.
You can.
Yeah.
And actually, that's a really good point. And if you're looking for a last minute getaway there, though, and trying to save a dollar or two, it isn't nice to look at something like Royal Caribbean, who has such a large fleet. So some of their shorter, older ship itineraries might be easier to find a more affordable, economical option for you to get away quickly and last minute. The Icon, for example, the Utopia is their brand new ship that's sailing this summer. Icon sailing 7 nights, Utopia will do 3 and 4 nights. They don't even have promotions, right? I mean, because again, they're brand new, amazing, gigantic ships. But if you can find their older ships, like the Navigator, the Freedom or something, you'll be able to do just fine. You know, you will be paying more, but it won't feel as much as some of the newer ships.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the other alternative is an all-inclusive. But again, it can get pretty hot in the Caribbean.
So hot to get an all-inclusive. I mean, if you're used to it being hot, or if you live somewhere that's very, very cold for most of the year, then you may love just being able to lay out at the beach or lay out at the pool. And when you're in the pool or you're in the ocean, it doesn't feel nearly as hot, but it can also be really miserable. Like you and I went to Cancun in, was it June, I think, when we went? June or July. End of June. It was so hot.
Holy mother of God.
Yeah.
Like, drenched in sweat in a second.
Yeah. Oh, I'm, gosh. I mean, also, like, Mexico's always hot. I was there in December.
It is. Hot. I will be there on Monday.
How exciting.
Looking forward to it.
Where are you staying?
Touring the Margaritavilles in the Charisma Resorts there in Cancun Riviera Maya. So, but I agree. It's, and if you're, we were also touring, right? So we were like looking at resorts and checking out rooms. And so we were on the go, but if, you know, if you're there and like you said, you're just sitting, you know, your biggest stress is if you're in the first row of lounge chairs or the second to the pool, or, you know, or who is actually not getting out of the pool to pee in the bathroom and who's peeing in the pool.
Right.
You know, 18 margaritas later and they're still haven't gotten out of the pool. But, you know, I think there are the options that people enjoy going north to, right? So things like Maine are an incredible option to get away. And you love going to Alaska, right?
Yeah. We went to Alaska. So when I travel with my mom, it's almost always over summer break because she's a teacher and that's the easiest time for her to travel. So we did an Alaskan cruise a couple of years ago and it's just, it's so nice because the weather, you know, it can be hit or miss, but you know, it's not going to be super hot. We spent a couple of days in Vancouver beforehand, which was also really nice. And again, not super hot. So it was really nice to be able to experience this place that I would never go to in the winter. Absolutely not. And, you know, just get to see the natural beauty. I'm also the kind of person that I do love like being out in nature. And if that's a thing that you enjoy, summertime, again, if you're like down in the Caribbean, being in nature is going to mean bugs, unfortunately. Like if you want to go to the rainforest or something while you're in Mexico, you're going to get eaten alive by mosquitoes. There's going to be other sorts of bugs. There's, you know, things like that to keep in mind, where the worst thing that I had to deal with in Alaska was rain.
Right. Which is not uncommon, like you said, right. But you're looking at temperatures in the low 60s, especially if you're there in July. Right. I mean, so it's still pretty cool, but like you said, you're not going there really in the winter. I'm representing the great state of Alaska,
49th State Brewing.
In Anchorage, but no, I think that's a great option because those parts of our country, like I said, Maine and and Alaska, they're beautiful, but you're not necessarily going in the winter unless you love that.
Yeah. Unless you're really into snow.
Yeah. No.
No. But also like the UK, great time of year to go in the same way that like I think being from Washington, it seems like the weather is very similar. And I always tell people the best time to come to Seattle is in the summer. As long as you're making sure that the place that you stay has air conditioning, because that's not commonplace here, this is a wonderful place to be in the summertime. It's the weather's beautiful. It can get too hot depending on when exactly you're here. But like Seattle itself is a very easily walkable place. You can rent a car and go up to Mount Rainier and like potentially see snow still, depending on how high up you go. Like, I'm biased, obviously, but I think Seattle's a great summer destination.
And you mentioned Vancouver, but having lived in Seattle, had you never been to Vancouver before?
So I had been to Canada like twice before we went on our Alaska cruise. Which is funny because I actually have Nexus, which is like the Canadian version of Global Entry. And I went up for Michael Bublé actually right before I moved to Vegas. I think it was like you and I went on our Adventures by Disney trip. I came home, I went to Michael Bublé, and then like a couple of days later, I moved to Vegas. It was a very, when I move, I make it as chaotic as possible for myself. Yeah. And then I'd been up to, I think I was like in Vancouver or Victoria area for a summer camp experience when I was in like high school. And then I think I went once like as a little kid. So no, it's like just far enough away from Tacoma, because Tacoma is an hour south of Seattle. Wow. And then from Seattle, you're still another like 2 hours to the border. And then from the border, you're still like 45 minutes from Vancouver.
Right.
It's not as close as people think it is. But it is doable. Like if you're coming to visit Seattle, taking a trip to Portland or a trip to Vancouver, BC is very easily accessible, which is nice.
Yeah. Well, when you move to Philly, you can take a 6-hour drive to Niagara Falls. I mean, 6 is a little far, but it's very doable, right? Yeah. I mean, so you can get into Canada pretty quickly. But yeah, that's obviously always great. I mean, and you mentioned the UK, which mm-hmm. obviously the spring into early fall is very popular for the European travel, right? Mm-hmm. But just in terms of weather and temperature and, you know, so because of that, it's a great time to go. But you also mentioned that obviously that is, like you said, that's when you travel. Your mom is a teacher. She's off. Mm-hmm. The kids are all off. The teachers are all off.
Everybody
generally take their summer, like vacation in summer, right? It feels like the time to go because you grew up having summers off, right? But mm-hmm. everybody's going. So the price could be a little bit higher. So in some instances, mm-hmm. if your time is flexible, shoulder seasons is what they call it, right? Like where they kind of shoulder different popular times. You can get some good rates and deals and things. But then also there's things like if you really want to go to Greece and do the islands, you really do need to be there like by October, November, because things kind of shut down, right? So
it's funny that you say that because I was just thinking Greece is a destination. If you're wanting to like cruise Greece, do not do it in the summertime. It is like this from someone who last year in May cruised Greece. May was great. People were, you know, it was the very, very beginning of the Greece season, but there was still a 45-minute to an hour wait in Santorini to get the cable car back down, to get the tender, to get back to the ship. And that was with 2 ships in the port, I think. And there can be up to, I want to say they can have up to like 10 at a time. So like to give you an idea of how much worse it gets as you get into the season, definitely either go in May or go in September if that's a specific destination you have in mind. Because even if you're just flying in and you're like island hopping by plane or by ferry, you're still dealing with the crowds of the cruises and it's still super packed. And like Virgin does an overnight in Mykonos. So you're still like, it's not like at night they're going away. You know, like right. They're there all night long. They're partying with you and then going back to the cruise ship at 3 a.m.
That sounds fun, though.
Right. I mean, yeah, I'm just setting expectations. Like if you're like me and you hate people and you feel the need to tell people to fuck off on a regular basis when there's too many around, Greece might not be for you in the summertime.
No. No, it's – and you'll hear that often. People complain a little bit, right, once they go. They're like, oh, my God, it was – amazing, but because I've always wanted to go, but there were so many people I never, like Mykonos and mm-hmm. Santorini, and you know, it was just so packed with tourists too, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's nothing worse than a billion tourists. There's nothing.
We should have a whole episode on tourism etiquette. I think that could be a good learning lesson for people. How to not be a tourist.
How about just how to be a human? Like, how about you don't ever fucking, I don't care if it's a 90-hour flight, you don't ever fucking take your shoes off on a flight.
That's so gross.
100% when you do, you do not go into the fucking bathroom barefoot. That is gross.
That's so disgusting. That should be against the law, honestly.
Oh. No. I would rather 18 cats shoved under my seat traveling with you and your 47 fucking cats than ever watch, which is really irrelevant to me. I mean, if you go in your bare feet or with socks on, that's up to you, but it actually really ruins my day when I see
that. Oh, God, that's so...
And then I'd like to admit.
Hell? Okay, so I have to ask you, Chris, as someone that has 2 children, like, are they teenagers now?
They are.
Yeah, they just turned 13. Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah. So someone with two 13-year-olds. Happy belated birthday, girls. So sorry. Where, like, I don't have kids, so I don't know what it's like to, like, I can tell you places I've been for summer vacation, but that was, you know, 20 years ago. So, like, what kind of places have you gone with them? Like, what have they enjoyed the most in terms of summer destinations?
I think that the two things that come to mind that they really love the most are theme parks and cruising, right? Yeah. And so, you know, generally we're in Disney and or Universal in Orlando. This past summer we did that and a Royal Caribbean cruise, right? And so they're also at the age now where they absolutely still love a Disney cruise, but we're a Disney family, right? So they enjoy all the things Disney, but, you know, all the things that are on a Disney that were on our Royal ship, we were on an Oasis class ship, which we've talked about, but like having all the access to all the activities, the rock climbing wall, the different shows, the ice skating rink, right? Like the diving show. So for them and their age group, you know, just fitting in a little bit more with that, but they do, but they're also at the same time now they're 13 and they hate everything.
I was going to say, are they even willing to be seen with you this summer?
Well, they are, but begrudgingly, and then they complain about it. And
only because you're paying for it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's a special time in everyone's life.
One day they're going to be so thankful for all the things that you did for them. I went through, I think 13 was like, I was an awful human being at 13. And to know that there's two of them and they're like, they're just feeding off of each other. Oof.
Yep.
That is a rough time for you.
It's rough. It is rough. Yeah. But here we are. Here we are.
So, so have you done any, so you're talking about theme parks, right? Have you done any like northern theme park destinations? Just thinking about like.
I mean, obviously it's a great time to do like a road trip. So my sister's a big road tripper. I'd rather die.
Yes,
ma'am. But she's a big road tripper. They love going to minor league baseball stadiums, but they're also big into like theme parks. So things like Dollywood. Mm-hmm. They went to Cedar Point in Ohio, right? Things that are within all of that being within a 12-hour drive of the Philly area, right? So, but yeah, I mean, we're lucky, nothing northern, but we're lucky that in near us, we have Dorney Park, we have Hershey Park, which is always fun with all the chocolate, Knoebels and the Six Flags, all within 2 hours or less. So, you know, that they were often the day trips kind of things, right?
Yeah,
so,
I gotcha.
But nothing like taking a full vacation. Knoebels, for example, is a really popular one in Pennsylvania because it's got a lot of camping access, easy access with camping, which again, if it's not glamping, I don't want it. But you know, I can do a trailer. I'm fine with that. I just need a bathroom like close by.
Yeah.
Real close by. Yeah. And I'm okay sleeping on an air mattress, but I don't want to sleep on the ground in a sleeping bag.
Absolutely not. I will not be sleeping on an air mattress.
Oh, I can do an air mattress, but don't put me in a sleeping bag on the ground. Like, people who go in a tent, I'm like, do these people understand that there's actually fucking resorts and shit? You can get massages and wear robes and slippers and chocolate into your room.
Yeah.
Instead, you're sleeping on the dirt.
You would love, there's a place outside of Seattle. So Snoqualmie Falls is this really beautiful waterfall, pretty close to Seattle, and but it's like also like out in nature. It's beautiful. And there's a lodge that's been out there forever. It literally sits at the top of the waterfall and it's called Salish Lodge. And it is like a log cabin, but it's bougie as fuck. You would love it. That's a good summer destination. You should come here and go to Salish Lodge. You'd love it.
I would like that, actually. I will say, I mean, again, close by here, the Hershey Lodge, which is at the Hershey Park, right? But it is bougie, high-end, all that kind of, like what I said, like robes, and you can actually go to the spa and get a chocolate facial and like chocolate mat. No, I know, I just want to eat it. I've never done it, but I mean, why would you do that? Why would you waste the chocolate? But So that's a good quick overnight or like, you know, long weekend kind of, you know, Friday, Saturday and come home Sunday type trip.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there is one part, one thing we didn't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
I think I've talked about it before. Oh, God, but it's the Jersey Shore.
Oh, that is a hot destination for people.
All the, like, an hour and a half to 2 hours away from many of the South Jersey shore points, anything from Atlantic City south to Cape May. But, but you can go there and rent a house for $5,000, bring all your own shit, make your own food, or you can go to an all-inclusive or go on a cruise ship for probably the same or just a little bit more money and waited on hand and foot and actually be on a vacation. So
yeah,
it's very nostalgic, the Jersey Shore, but, you know, and I would go, right? I'm probably not paying to rent a house ever again in my life, but I would go if somebody said come because of the childhood nostalgia that goes along with it.
I'll be having you take me, actually, for the sake of the experience.
Yeah, when you're here, we should experience that. I mean, it is a special experience. I mean, it's great. There's amazing, million amazing things, but it is basically just the Philly area relocated to the ocean.
To a beach, yeah.
Which, yeah, it's not always like the perfect.
You know, so you're talking about the Jersey Shore being nostalgic for you. And for me, nothing's close in Washington to anything. Going to Southern California is really nostalgic for me in the summertime and like also going to the beach, but in like, again, like a very different way than the Jersey Shore. Like I think anybody would pick a Southern California beach over the Jersey Shore, I know? But I will say Southern California, if you're in Orange County, so Orange County is where Disneyland is, or if you're just like along the coast, it is beautiful in the summertime. Because you've got the ocean, so it doesn't, I mean, it can get too hot. Like it's been getting in the hundreds there pretty consistently in the summertime, but it's just, there's such a vibe of Southern California in the summertime that you just cannot beat.
Well, it's like it's more laid back. It's a little more casual. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks good because they're often in bikinis and topless, shirtless.
Whoa. I don't know what beach you're going to in Southern California. Well,
Muscle Beach, which is, you know, named after me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. I get it. I get that a lot. So I think to wrap up, that's, you're not too late, right?
Yeah.
We would love to hear where you're going on your summer vacation, whether it's just that overnight, whether you're hitting up the big city nearest you, whether you're getting on planes, trains, and automobiles and cruise ships to get to your final destination. We want to hear where you're going, why you picked it too. Cause you know, that matters.
Yeah, what don't we know? There's clearly something. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, also if you need ideas of places to go, let us know. We're always happy to answer any questions you might have, because as Chris mentioned earlier, we actually do know what the fuck we're talking about. This isn't just, we're not just two dummies that don't know anything. We've been doing this for a long time. So
long time. I might even say professional.
I mean, we're not talking about you being an asshole. I don't,
So yeah, I mean, and I think lots of things go into that, right? Because people decide and then they're like, well, wait, we're going to go here. But this is good for only half of my family, right? Half of the travel party. And you're like, well, this is too, right? And there are very niche things, right? If you're, sometimes budget has to allow, right? But where it can be adventurous and, you know, you can be sun and sand, sitting on this beach and have an adventure. Like, for example, Eshkaret.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Right, like you can have, or a cruise ship is an awesome example of that, where you can have the pool in the Caribbean, and half the adventure people can be running around doing all the other things. So, you know, there are options, but we just have to, you know, you have to know what your travel party wants and what they want to do, because the worst possible thing is spending all this time planning a trip spending all that money going on the trip. And you get there and everyone's like, this blows. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm going to kill someone.
Which, like, is also inevitable to happen, though. Like, not everybody's going to be happy.
No, not 100% of the time. And that's real life, right?
But, like, how can you mitigate it the best you can?
All about expectations, setting them.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well,
thank you, everyone, so much for listening and engaging with us. We appreciate all of your support so much. And if there's anything that you'd like to hear about summer destinations, reach out to us on social media, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. But until then, let's just go.
Let's just go.